WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. There was another decline in new jobless claims in Virginia last week, but that number is still very high. One advocacy group for low-income Virginians says Governor Northam's plan to begin reopening the state for business next Friday is reckless. And more than half of the state's COVID-19 deaths have involved nursing homes or assisted living centers, and now Virginia's hospitals are offering a new level of cooperation. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, May 8th. About 60,000 Virginians applied for unemployment benefits last week. That is about a 17% decline from the previous week's numbers, but it's still far higher than before the coronavirus led to widespread business closures. According to federal data released Thursday, for the week ending May 2nd, just over 61,000 people in Virginia filed initial claims. New applications have been falling since initial claims reached a record-setting nearly 150,000 in the week of April 4th. Before the impact from the coronavirus, new jobless claims in Virginia averaged less than 3,000 per week. Since mid-March, more than 600,000 people have filed for unemployment insurance claims around the country. Today, the federal government will release its April jobs report for the nation that is expected to show the highest unemployment rate since the Great Depression. Lawyers for Governor Ralph Northam's office argue that an attempt by a church on the Eastern Shore to prevent the state from barring gatherings of more than 10 people would harm the state's fight against the coronavirus. Attorney General Mark Herring's office made those arguments in a memo filed in response to a federal lawsuit brought by Lighthouse Fellowship Church of Chincoteague. The church sued after its pastor was issued a criminal citation for having 16 people at a Palm Sunday service that authorities said violated Northam's order barring gatherings of more than 10 people. The U.S. Department of Justice has sided with the church. Governor Northam says parts of Virginia may be ready to begin reopening for business as early as next Friday, May 15th. The Legal Aid Justice Center in Charlottesville says that's reckless. On its website and on social media, the nonprofit group that advocates for low-income individuals called the governor's announcement jaw-dropping. Angela Chulfi is the group's executive director.
It's just way too early to declare mission accomplished. We are simply not ready to open up. It's not clear at all that the measures are trending in the right direction. And even if they were, it is still too soon given the lack of our ability to test in large numbers and the complete utter lack of contact tracing.
Chulfi argues that without that method of tracking down all the people that a person carrying the virus has been in contact with, and without a vaccine, we are relying on herd immunity.
Which means that up to 70% of people could get the virus, and that's just simply unacceptable, especially when you take into account the disparate impact that this virus is having on black and brown residents in Virginia due to inequities in our society that places those residents in some of the most vulnerable jobs, standing shoulder to shoulder with other people, processing food, serving meals, and performing other kinds of jobs where socially distancing is just not available.
The governor said Wednesday that some parts of the state hit the hardest, including northern and eastern Virginia, may need to keep restrictions on businesses and social gatherings in place past the May 15th target date. The House of Delegates may hold its first ever virtual special session this year. A new opinion issued by Attorney General Mark Herring says the General Assembly is allowed to meet virtually during an emergency, and that includes a pandemic. Speaker of the House Eileen Filicorn pushed for the change. She says remote voting is the safest option for any future special session during the pandemic.
The best way that we can do people's business is to limit large meetings and gatherings, and that means remote voting would be by far the best option.
GOP House Minority Leader Todd Gilbert from the Shenandoah Valley questioned the move, arguing that the legislature would still need to vote on a rule change to put it into effect. Filicorn says she expects Governor Ralph Northam to call at least one special session in the coming months related to the pandemic. Time now for a series of reports from our friend in Charlottesville, Sandy Houseman. Experts say that one reason the coronavirus spread so rapidly is that people who have no symptoms can still be infected and contagious. Some of them recover without even knowing they had it. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
Because testing in this country has been limited, we don't know how many are infected with COVID-19 but have no symptoms. Of nearly 400 people at one homeless shelter in Boston, more than a third tested positive, even though they felt fine. In Italy, a recent study showed 43% of people who tested positive had no symptoms. But in Richmond, one early sampling suggested things might not be so bad here.
We've been testing all patients prior to surgery, and in the first 70 patients we tested, no one was an asymptomatic carrier.
Dr. Ron Clark, interim CEO at VCU's medical center, where they've also been testing people in the emergency room.
Of the first roughly 150 patients that we tested who were being admitted through the emergency department for some other condition, a heart attack, a stroke, trauma, 3 out of 150 tested positive.
Some of these asymptomatic carriers will go on to develop a full-blown case of COVID, while others might recover without even knowing they were infected. That's why public health experts want to test many more people for the virus to identify and quarantine those who are unwittingly spreading it.
And time now for the latest installment of our series from Virginia Public Radio, also with Sandy Hausman, answering listener questions about COVID-19.
This is the COVID-19 Minute, expert answers to your questions. Now that hospitals are cleared to begin elective procedures again, some listeners wonder if there will be a backlog of patients seeking joint replacements and routine tests. At the University of Virginia, Dr. Tyson Bell says yes, but medical centers will manage.
I think it's fair to say that there'll be some pent-up demand for some elective procedures. And, you know, the other thing to consider is that I think it's unlikely that we'll be able to just turn on the switch and say that, you know, we're full open and we're ready to go. It'll probably be a phased in sort of ramp up to the pre-COVID volumes that we were doing.
Patients should also expect a degree of caution in hospitals until they stop seeing new cases of COVID. It's likely, for example, that masks will still be required for a time, and until there's a vaccine and easy access to testing, hand washing and social distancing will be prescribed. As we learn more about the immunity COVID-19 may provide, Bell says we'll also be able to test people who think they may already have had it.
There are a bunch of people and a lot of friends who have called me up and saying, you know, I had this cold that was just way more severe than anything that I've ever gotten in my whole life. And could that have been COVID? And my response is, yeah, very well could have been.
Because it's new, our understanding of the virus is growing. And from the time we started this series, some advice has changed. We'll catch you up in our next report. I'm Sandy Hausman with the COVID-19 Minute.
Finally today, when the coronavirus pandemic hit, officials in Virginia were concerned about hospitals and the possible need for more beds. Well, now they say medical centers are doing okay. But more than half of the COVID-19 deaths in the Commonwealth have involved nursing homes or assisted living centers, and that has prompted a new pledge of cooperation. And Sandy has that story.
At the start of Governor Northam's latest news conference, he told reporters the situation at Virginia hospitals was under control, with the number of new COVID cases declining.
We're looking at hospitalizations. That is stable. And for the last few days, no hospitals have reported having difficulty getting PPE.
But Northam was worried by the large number of COVID cases reported at poultry plants on the Eastern Shore and said the National Guard would assist in mass testing there. He then expressed gratitude to the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association, which had just announced a new partnership with long-term care facilities. It was a logical thing to do, according to association spokesman Julian Walker.
When residents of long-term care facilities have medical issues, in many instances they end up transitioning from the long-term care facility to a hospital.
But he added, mutual aid is nothing new. An agreement was put in place 2 years ago, hospitals pledging assistance during any kind of crisis. They've now promised to assist with training, testing, and supplying protective gear. Meanwhile, nearly 300 nursing homes will be getting a 7-day supply of personal protective equipment. Courtesy of FEMA, surgical masks, gloves, goggles, and gowns will begin arriving this week and continue through mid-June. I'm Sandy Hausman.
I think I'll rename today's Daily the Sandy Hausman Show. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.